Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell, a weekly conversation about the things that matter most in our lives. Now, here's your hosts, Stace Cargi and Lindy Turner.
Welcome to another edition of Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell. I am Stace Cargi.
And I'm Lindy Turner.
And this is our weekly conversation about all things that matter, our families, our faith, our finances. And April has been Fair Housing Month, and we're at the end of it.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that we have to let it go.
No, we don't. But, you know, we've had so much to talk about. We just, you know, the best for last, maybe.
That's right. I like this. So what does it mean? What is fair housing? What does that all mean? What exactly what that means, right? It actually came out as a response to the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. So that's when it all kind of formulated, okay, back in the day. So, as we know, he was civil rights leader and wanted to promote equality in not just human beings, but also in the environment, the world that we live in housing and lending and all of these different things, because there was so much discriminatory practices that were going on in the 60s. So, well, and before. So, but it all kind of came to a head. So, fair housing laws protect individuals and families from discrimination in housing situations. So that means that when you go to fill out an application for a new apartment, right, and it asks you certain things, can it?
Well, it can ask you certain things. However, there are a lot of things that it cannot ask you because they would be fair housing violations.
Or could. It could spur a fair housing violation.
It could.
Such as it could ask you your income. Is your income fair game? Well, sure. If you're going to rent an apartment or a house or whatever, you know, can you make the payment? That is a logical and reasonable ask.
Right.
Now, can it ask you your race?
I know the answer that we're looking for, and I also know that the answer is yes.
Yes and.
Yes and. That's exactly right.
It's a yes and.
Yes.
That is absolutely correct. Why is it a yes and?
Well, because there are some programs that may be subsidizing or providing some assistance for the housing, and it is a requirement to make sure that you are offering the housing to in a non-discriminatory manner.
That's
to
right.
All, you know, to all family types, races,
right,
colors, all those sorts of things.
That's right. So in an equitable manner, that's the word that they like
equitable.
To use. And
you're
right. Equitable manner is the lingo. So this is important because, and this still happens, particularly there's pockets in the Northeast where they talk about what's called redlining.
I was going to say redlining is a big thing.
Redlining is a big thing. So that's basically these pocket neighborhoods that have historically been this race or that race or this gender or that or one of a certain thing or type, right? And they don't want other people coming in that don't fit that profile. So, or flip the script, or you're being steered to an area because you fit a certain gender, racial, whatever profile.
Or it's harder to get a loan if you live in a certain neighborhood where it's predominantly one thing or the other, because it may be generally perceived as lower income, therefore possibly lower credit risk, that sort of thing as well.
Or quote unquote less desirable.
Correct.
To a lending institution or a whatever.
Correct. Because they're all about, they just want to make good loans.
Right. So that's why this is important, right? So, and it's really interesting when you start doing the work and you start learning about these things. You, as a HUD certified housing counselor, I've had the privilege to be a part of many trainings that deal with discriminatory practices and read case studies and kind of, you know, see what has actually happened and how it evolved. And it's pretty telling. They'll have people call if, let's say, you applied for a loan or you applied for a certain apartment. I'm going to use apartments because that, to me, is the easiest way to kind of get there. So let's say you went to XYZ apartment complex and you were a certain ethnicity and you felt that you were discriminated based on that. You felt that.
Mm-hmm.
So fair housing laws state that you can call a HUD-certified housing counseling agency. You can contact HUD. You can contact these different agencies. And they've got a whole list of policies and procedures. And one of the things that they'll do is they have people on staff that have different accents or can portray different accents. And they'll call these places and see, are they getting return phone calls? Are they getting these applications processed similarly? Is there any kind of disparity? Because they'll do it on several different ways. So, I mean, they really do investigate. They take it very, very serious.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the things when, as a lender, as Clinch Pal, you will see that we talk about that we are a fair housing opportunity. We're an equal housing opportunity. That's very, very important. We do not discriminate.
Mm-hmm.
So I have clients that are... I've got a client right now that's in her 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, how come they can give me a loan? And I said, do you qualify?
Right.
And she looked at me. She said, well, what do you mean? I said, income, assets, credit. Do you qualify? Well, yeah. Well, why wouldn't they? Well, because I'm 82. I'm not going to live. I don't know that you're not going to live to pay this loan. I'm 56 and I may get hit by the bus tomorrow.
Right.
So who's to say?
Right.
Right? That is not a fair reason to deny somebody the opportunity to purchase a home.
Correct.
Age.
Cannot discriminate based on age.
That's
exactly right.
Now, there's other situations, like let's say, and there's some here in Cumberland County, where you are 62 or older, and they're not going to rent to you because you've got children. Now, that's actually legal. In certain circumstances.
In certain circumstances.
In certain
circumstances.
You always have to put that the equator on there, in certain circumstances. So again, this is why it's important, right? That we want to make sure that everyone has equal opportunity for housing.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has equal opportunity for loans. We want it to be as equitable as possible. Does that mean it's perfect? Of course not. And that's why we have fair housing laws. And that's what Fair Housing Month is all about.
Right.
It's just to promote equitable housing opportunities and equitable lending opportunities to all.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is.
And it's hard to think that discriminatory practices go on at all, but really, it's pretty, I mean, it happens all the time. And that's why this is so important that we know. And if you feel that you have been discriminated against, that you have rights. And they are very, very strict about this. If you go to HUD, if you go to HUD and say, I feel that I've been discriminated against, and you write that formal complaint, they got 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they take this very, very seriously.
Yes.
So, you know, don't file a false complaint, obviously, but if you do feel that you have been discriminated against, you can also contact clinchpal.net. We are a HUD-certified housing counseling agency, and we're happy to direct you to the appropriate agencies to make those reports.
And there's also other assistance, like legal aid.
Yes.
For folks who may not be able to afford, you know, if they think they have a legal complaint and they don't think they can afford it on their own, they could contact legal aid, because legal aid is, they actually receive a great deal of money to provide legal aid in all things housing related as well. They're one of the primary, you talked about the trainings,
yes,
you know, I've been to many times. They're one of the primary trainers in many states, Tennessee being one of them.
Yeah, and legal aid here is, the closest one will be in Cookeville, and they're fantastic.
Yeah.
You can just Google them and you'll find the number there.
Right. So so whether that might be for as a tenant or or prospective tenant, or you might be a homeowner who is being harassed by a lender, possibly. But so it's not just one type of housing. It's pretty much any any realm of the housing world is out there as well. So I know we've referred clients before for sometimes for legal assistance because, you know, big companies are hard to deal with sometimes. So so legal aid can be a real valuable partner to have on the team.
So as we're talking about loans, it's important that we pivot here for just a second. Mm-hmm. And again, we said we are an equal housing opportunity at mm-hmm. Clinch Powell. Happy to say that.
Yes.
And as such, we have got some amazing opportunities for homeownership that have just opened up. One of my favorites right now is we have a conventional loan. Now, when you're looking at loans, what does that mean? So there's different types of loan products, just like there's different types of detergents, right? Which one is going to better suit your needs? Do you need the one with perfume or without perfume? Do you want one with the fluffy bear on it or without the fluffy bear, right? So different types, different types. So you may say, I want an FHA loan. I've got 3.5% down on my own money. I want to go that way. I'm a veteran. I'd like to do a VA loan. I would like to put some money down. Maybe I've got 20% down. That's a great conventional loan. Mm-hmm. So every loan has its own quirks. Now, conventional loans historically have been a minimum of 3% down. And with that 3% down, you are required to pay some portion of mortgage insurance. Mortgage insurance is basically it's a insurance policy that protects the lender in case you default. All you're doing is you're paying the premium for the lender.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's and it can be costly.
Right.
So
and
people
kind
wanna,
of the rule of thumb target there is if you need to borrow more than 80% mm-hmm. of the value of the house, if you don't have 20% put down, generally there's some form of mortgage insurance.
Exactly. Now, this loan is a conventional loan, meaning there's no income restrictions
mm-hmm.
and there's no area restrictions, which we have with a lot of the USDA programs.
Mm-hmm.
They have income and asset restrictions
mm-hmm.
and they also have area restrictions. None of that. And there's no mortgage insurance component. It is a 100% financing loan, meaning zero down.
Mm-hmm.
And we can even layer an extra up to 5% to help you with closing costs or to even get you a little bit of down payment if mm-hmm. you want a smaller payment amount. So we've got some play in there. It's a fantastic loan. I love this loan. And it's available right now, 100% conventional loan. If you've got credit score over 640, that is the big thing. Got to have 640 or above.
Right.
And hey, if you've got low debt.
Right.
And maybe your income is about 70 to 80,000.
Right.
This is a great loan for you because what that's going to do is it's going to allow you to have more of a loan than the USDA guaranteed.
Right.
And the reason is because the debt to income ratio is different. USDA guaranteed loan is for people with a little bit higher income. That one that requires the debt to income for the housing to your total income is 29%. And then you've got 41% for total debt plus housing.
Right.
With the conventional, it's just a flat 45%.
Right.
So if you've got very little debt, so you've got more opportunity, more space in there for your housing payment.
Right.
So it's
it
going to
you afford more of a house.
Right. With a very affordable payment. So it's a great, 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 great loan.
Gosh, can I get that anywhere?
You can get it anywhere in Tennessee. I can help you with that.
But can I get it at the bank?
No, you can only get it through Clinch Powell.
Only through Clinch Powell. That's right.
Yes.
So,
We call this a portfolio product.
Right.
Meaning that we have a specialty lender that's going to basically take care of that loan for us. They've got a line of credit specifically for this loan. It is fantastic, and it is because we are a nonprofit. We are not like a traditional lender.
Right.
So it's a great loan. Great loan. I love this conventional loan.
A specific product that was developed for.
To fulfill this need.
And I know I've heard you say this over and over. What's another special thing about this loan product on what kind of home you can buy?
You can buy a condo.
There we go.
With zero down.
Mm-hmm.
Conventional loan does not happen anywhere else. And I'm not necessarily a big fan of this because I've got my own feelings about this. But there are people that really want a manufactured home. I can now do this with 5% down. So you still got to have 5% down, but I can't do it. again, this is a philosophical thing for me. But again, if that's something that you really, truly want, mm-hmm. we've got that opportunity mm-hmm. now. So just kind of throw that out there. But I think that there's much better ways to go about it. But again, some people are just that this is what I want. Hey, you know what? We've got that opportunity now, right. which is great.
Right. There are some very well-built mobile homes.
Yes.
What we want is for people to move into home ownership and make sure that it is going to be an asset long-term,
yes.
that it will appreciate in value,
yes.
and, you know, so and that it's real estate that is going to be lead to stable families,
right.
stable communities, and asset and wealth building.
Right. And no mobiles with this. This has to be a true manufactured. It has to be on permanent foundation. And there's definitely some characteristics that have to be met. But again, like I said, it's usually your better bet is to go stick built. But if that is something that you are dead
Absolutely.
Set on,
yep.
we can help you with that.
Right, right.
So that's my new favorite program right
go.
Now.
But condo
I love
loans
it.
Are kind of hard to come by.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So
I love this loan.
And, you know, mm-hmm. I've heard you talk about with this loan that another unique thing about it is for folks who maybe have assets mm-hmm. and where it doesn't require you to invest all your assets
exactly.
into the home.
I love this loan for this reason. So let's say with USDA Direct, which is for lower income homeowners, mm-hmm. you're only allowed to have $15,000 if you are 62 or under, you should be 61 or under, in liquid assets at closing. If you are 62 or older, you can have $20,000.
Right.
If you have anything more than that, they want you to put it down because, again, this is for low income homeowners. So let's put that one aside. USDA guaranteed, that is very strict on area.
Right.
And again, no condos. So we've got that. We'll put that one aside. So
the and strict on the location means mm-hmm. it has to be a USDA qualified rural area.
Exactly. So if you were wanting to be in Cookeville, downtown Cookeville proper, mm-hmm. you would not be able to go USDA,
right.
period. So this loan fills that niche, right, where you can also have more income. So with USDA guaranteed, there's also income limits.
Right.
But you may make more than that. But you're still trying to be looking at affordability.
Right.
This is a perfect niche loan. Or you may have a really strong income position, but maybe your money is in your 401k. You've been putting away to that and paying
right.
off debt because,
right.
you know, you're coming out of school or whatever. Again, this is a great loan for somebody in that way. I had a doctor actually reach out to me. New physician.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of student loan debt,
yes.
trying to pay that student loan debt off. And so, again, this was a perfect little loan to fulfill where they're at in their life. So it's a great loan, no income limits, no asset limits, and no area limits. And condos are included, which is really, really great. For somebody coming into and moving into the area, and we have a lot of that, particularly in Fairfield
right.
Glade. So maybe you're moving from out of state and you've got a lot of wealth, maybe you've got a lot in your assets, and you're looking ahead and you're thinking, hey, you know, I'm retired now, I'm trying to build my portfolio to leave to my children or whatever, and I really don't want to dip into that,
mm-hmm.
but I've got enough, you know, retirement income or whatever to be able to pay this house payment. I want to keep my assets in my money market because I'm going to make more money on my asset accounts and in my investments and my stocks than is going to go out with interest rate.
Right.
Right? You know, you got to look at your whole picture.
Right.
And you've talked to your financial planner, and your financial planner saying, hey, keep your money in, let it sniff interest, go zero down because you can afford that payment without it dipping into anything. It's a great program for
mm-hmm.
that. Fantastic program for that. So get the home that you want, the home that you deserve, the home that you're going to age in place in that's going to be well built and ready to go. And then again, not have to worry about dipping into those asset accounts and have any kind of penalties or things like that might arise from it.
Right.
So it really is a very, very nice program depending on what your situation is. And we look at everything.
Right.
When you first call me, 865-274-8598, when you first give me a call, the first thing that we're going to do, the first question I'm going to ask you is, what's your goal?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what the picture looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to be?
Right.
And then we'll start talking about different programs. Because if you tell me you want to put 20% down, okay, that's a whole different thing. We're going to look at this program.
Right.
But if you tell me that you have very limited money for down payment and you don't want to pay mortgage insurance, but you have higher income. I'm going to say Inspire is going to probably be the way, this conventional Inspire program. If you tell me that you're a single mom and you only make $35,000 a year, more than likely you're going to be a USDA 502 direct loan, which right now the funding is limited.
Right.
And there is a wait list, and I'm going to be very upfront about that.
Right.
And what is your goal, and are you being forced to move in the next 6 to 8 months?
Right.
Because if you tell me, yes, I have to be out of my place, that's not the loan for you.
No.
We have to look at other options. Or I'm going to say, you know, you might want to look at a place to rent, or can you stay with family? Because I can't tell you what that wait list looks like.
Exactly.
It's a hard conversation to have, but we're going to have it with you. We're going to let you know straight up.
Right.
Because all I'm going to do is I'm going to lay out the platter. I'm going to lay out the buffet.
Yep.
Right. But you're going to be the one putting the appetizers on your plate.
Right. It's not going to be somebody's making a decision behind closed doors, and this is the only thing, your only way forward.
Yeah.
And it's your decision. Your life. It's your money.
That's right.
And that's all part of fair housing.
That's exactly right. See how it comes together? Now, let's say you're in your house,
mm-hmm.
and you are 62 or older, and you are low income. Now, when people hear that word low income, you may have an image in your head of what low income is.
That's not. Yes, exactly.
You might be shocked.
There is a lot of stereotypes. So, you know, ask questions.
So let's say $32,000,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be considered low income in Cumberland County. So you're on retirement, you're getting your Social Security every month, you're less than $32,000, and we have some deductions too. We can take off certain things.
Adjust, right.
So let's say you're under that marker and you need a new roof.
Mm-hmm.
You need a new HVAC system.
Mm-hmm.
We may have some grant monies, thanks to our partners at VEC and thanks to our partners at the United Fund of Cumberland County. They've given us some grant funds.
Right.
Now, if this is not you, I'm betting you know somebody who it is.
Exactly.
So think about your friends, your neighbors, your loved ones, your aunts, your uncles, your grandparents. Who is in that age bracket that you know, that you think, you know what? I know that they've been struggling and they've been trying to make do. They've been using fans, but you know, it gets really hot. It gets really cold in the winter and they're layering up on blankets. There's no reason for this to be a thing. We've got free money. We've got grant funds, and we can also layer with loans too. Low income, 1% income loans.
And we have other grant programs along with those.
Exactly. So we can layer stuff.
Yes.
So please reach out to us. These funds have to be spent, and we want to get them spent, and we want to help people, but we need to know who you are.
You have family. You may have family. You more than likely you have neighbors, people in your that you work with, or their family members, or people at church that are they're having a tough time.
Yeah.
And they are older. They are on fixed income, and you know, there's no need in suffering.
That's right.
Heat and air is a big one.
Roof.
Maybe the roof is leaking, or really, you know, windows need replacing. But there's no sense in having to suffer. And here's the other thing. Maybe you have a really old unit, and because this happens an awful lot, it may still sort of be working, but it's extremely inefficient.
Yes, and expensive.
And if it's really old, it's expensive.
Yeah.
They may not turn it on because it's so expensive.
That's right.
Because the reality is, it's past its lifespan, it's leaking, and the new units will be much more energy efficient. They're better for the environment.
Yep.
And they're much better for the pocketbook on the monthly bills.
Yep.
Now, they're not cheap to buy, and that's where we come in.
That's right.
But, you know, we want to help our elders have a better quality of life.
Right. And maybe there's not enough for a roof, but we could do a roof repair.
Right.
I mean, we are willing to look at all the different scenarios. And you know, I think you look at roofs, and we had a situation 4 years ago now, where we had to replace our roof.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew we had been putting we'd been putting it off.
Right.
Because it was the awning, the part that we knew was struggling was the awning part in our sunroom. When we got to the point where we were finally ready, we'd saved enough to buy our roof. And we got up there, we realized that there was about 6 inches, covered in 6 inches of moss.
Oh, my.
Now,
Not good. Not good for a roof.
No, we had to replace everything. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Let me tell you, an ounce of prevention would have been worth about 400 pounds of moss that came off of one section of our roof. I mean, so please, if you know somebody, give us a call because we definitely want to be able to help. We have the resources at Clinch Pal to do so. Mm-hmm. Thanks to, again, to our amazing partners, VEC and United Fund of Cumberland County, along with USDA.
Right. Exactly. And Federal Home Loan Bank.
That's right. Yes. And that's exciting, too.
Yeah, it is. So, it's life is expensive these days.
Yeah.
And everything's getting so much more expensive. So, you know, we've had a pretty cold winter.
Yeah.
We had some real cold snaps. But, you know, it's going to be in the 80s this week. And before you know it, it's going to be sweltering hot.
That's right.
And what is as bad for seniors as that brutally cold weather is the hot heat weather.
That's where you have heat stroke.
Yeah. Let's get that fixed now so that their quality of life, they can breathe easier, breathe better, and let's get things fixed now.
Now, I know we only have a few minutes left. We just have just a couple minutes, but this doesn't pertain to Cumberland County, but I just want to kind of touch on this because we've talked a lot about the disasters that we've seen over the last 12 months, particularly in eastern Tennessee with Hurricane Helene, which devastated McEwen and, you know, the areas of a Newport, which is kind of in the Clinch Pal's backyard.
Yes, it
our
is
home
in
office's
Clinch
backyard.
Pal's area.
So I know that we have been selected and are now going to be helping with disaster recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it doesn't affect us here in Cumberland County, but maybe you've got friends or family. But what are we being able to do? What are we empowered to do? And how are we helping? How are we doing our part with Clinch Pal?
Well, yes. Well, number one, this is kind of a new thing for Clinch Pal, but that's not new for Clinch Pal because we always try to show up when there's a need. So we're getting very in-depth involved in the long-term recovery. It's been about a little over 6 months since the hurricane came. Now we're involved in long-term recovery, particularly in the finance area, in the construction area, in the case management area, and in the unmet needs area. These are all committees that we're serving on. So most families at this point have gotten everything that they'll get from FEMA and TEMA. If they were unusual and lucky enough to have had homeowners flood insurance, they've gotten from there. And the rules have come out about in terms of what they're going to have to change in building back or repairing their homes. So we are excited to be able to bring particular resources that are specific for disaster recovery and also some of the programs that we normally have. And you know what? Honestly, as much as anything, our expertise in terms of accessing grant fundings and all the rules around that, because, you know, we are helping neighbors.
Yes.
That's, you know, in any disaster, people come together and help provide in a leadership role. But we have money along with other partner groups to try to put people's lives back together.
And the reason why I wanted to highlight this is because this is one particular area, but it could be Cumberland County tomorrow.
Exactly.
If you feel the need, if you have it on your heart, please know that you can help our neighbors as well. You can go to clinchpal.net. You can donate to clinchpal.net.
Yes,
we are very good stewards of our money.
Yes,
and let me just say on a personal note, I know you already do this, Lindy. I also donate every month, every paycheck to clinchpal.net because I believe in the mission of Clinch Pal. I know the work that we do on a daily basis, and I feel good about my money, my donational money, being able to go to help our neighbors.
Me too.
So,
no matter
please.
Who money it is, we spend everybody's money like it was our personal
That's
money.
Right.
It's an investment, and
That's
we
right.
take it to heart and thank you for it.
And very seriously. So, again, that's at clinchpal.net. As we wrap up here, I just want to thank you, Lindy, for always being here. I know last month you were out. You had some foot injuries. You got your little boot on there. She's rocking a boot. We just need to bling it out. She's
going
to be ready to go. But by golly, she's here because I knew it was important for you to be here this month and participate in the
show.
Exactly.
And so. I missed you. I missed everybody.
I know. And she is a Cumberland Countyan as well. So, on behalf of Lindy Turner, I am Stace Cargi. Find us online, clinchpal.net. This has been another episode of Dollars and Cents with Clinch Pal on WAEW. Have a great week.
Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell airs every Sunday beginning at 1:15 right here on WAEW AM.